Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Let's go straight to Europe's biggest airline, which has just published its results for the full financial year for 2026. Profits after tax came in up 40% to 2.26 billion euro. The results encompassed only 1 month of the Iran war, though. It comes as airlines have had to cancel flights or issue fuel surcharges since that Iran war started. The airline has said that it has hedged 80% of its aviation fuel for the current financial year at $668. The airline carried a record 208 million passengers over the past year, up 4%. And Neil Sorahan is the chief financial officer with the Ryanair Group and is on the line. Good morning, Neil.
Joe, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Stonking results from you guys, up 40%, despite all the challenges near the end of the financial year, put it that way.
Joe, a record year. Delighted with it. We saw profits up 40%, as you said, to 2.26 billion. We record traffic at just over 208 million and getting ready to do it all again. You referenced our strong fuel hedging, $668 a metric ton, which is actually down from the $760 a ton we were paying last year. So we're in a particularly strong position. That hedge book runs out to the end of March next year, so almost into April of 2027. So we're in a very strong position on our fuel hedging. That said, the 20% unhedged is now nearly double the price of that at this point in time. It spiked as high as nearly 1,500 a metric ton at one point in time. But we've got a really strong cost base. We've got a phenomenal balance sheet where we'll pay down our final bond next week and effectively be debt-free as an airline. So, you know, we're looking forward to another year of strong growth to 216 million passengers, 4% this year.
Yes, average revenue per passenger was up 7% over the past 12 months. Do you expect the average fares to nudge upwards this year?
Very difficult to say. Q1, the current quarter to the end of June, we would anticipate that fares will be down, possibly a mid-single digit. Now, a lot of that, Joe, is due to the fact that the first key travel week of Easter fell into the last quarter. So Q4 of last year, we saw fares up 8%. So it's inevitable that you'll see a little bit of a fare decline in the first quarter. Some of it's down as well to consumer hesitancy. There's been some concerns about the availability of fuel. I'm delighted to say that we're increasingly confident that there will be no issues on supply of fuel this year. But customers are now booking a little bit closer in than they normally would do, running the risk that they're actually going to have to pay higher fares when they come to do their final booking. So my strong message to all of your listeners this morning is to book as early as possible to lock in the best fares that will be available in the market.
But you haven't noticed a fall off in bookings since this Iran war was started.
Look, to put it in context, I had 1.7 million bookings this weekend. So there's no shortage of people who are very keen to get out and about and see the world.
Okay. I don't suppose you have a message for the Trump administration, which started this war.
Oh, well, I'd love to see the war over as soon as possible. But I think that's outside of my control, Joe. So we'll just keep managing the business.
Now, you have a huge cost advantage, as you've just outlined in your financial results, over other European airlines. You have a capacity advantage. Do you expect some airlines to fall by the wayside over the coming 12 months as a result of this fuel shock?
I wouldn't be surprised. We've just seen Spirit in the United States, their key low-cost carrier, go to the wall. I think a lot of people didn't expect that to happen. We've got a number of weak airlines in Europe, and I think this winter could be a very interesting place when they stop getting the revenues in that they have from the summer, when their credit card companies start to get more concerned about whether they'll be operational or not. So, yeah, there's a number of very weak carriers, and I wouldn't be surprised to see some go to the wall this year.
You're closing the Thessaloniki hub and cutting flights in Berlin. Any other airports you wish to put on notice regarding fees?
Well, we've got very limited growth this year. Similar to last year, we're only growing by 4%. And we've got more airports chasing capacity than we can actually provide aircraft for. So if unfortunately fares and taxes are at elevated levels and we're getting much better deals elsewhere, we're going to move that aircraft. We're going to try and keep the cost as low as possible so that we keep the fares as low as possible for customers. So yes, you're right. We're closing a 2-aircraft base in Thessaloniki. We're closing a 7-aircraft base in Germany, where Germany is still way below pre-COVID levels in relation to passenger numbers. But at the same time, we're moving into exciting markets like Sicily, Trapani, a new base this summer where they've reduced their municipal taxes. We're growing strongly in Rabat in Morocco. We're growing strongly in Scandinavia, in Sweden in particular, where they've got rid of their airport taxes. And Tirana, a very interesting market in Albania. We've opened up there as a base this year and continue to grow all across Europe. But if airports and governments are increasing costs, Ryanair, as we've always done, will chase the lowest cost available, and there's no shortage of opportunities out there.
Okay. In relation to succession planning, the Group Chief Executive, Michael O'Leary, he's going to continue his contract until April 2032. Won't he be like 71 or something like that, or older?
He may be, although he looks like a teenager. He still can't get his head around Warren Buffett taking early retirement, Joe. He's got lots of energy and going nowhere anytime soon. You know, he loves what he does, and I think as long as he enjoys it, Michael will be with Ryanair.
Okay. You received delivery of the 737 Gamechanger aircraft, so you got all of your 210. The next thing you'll focus on will be the 737 MAX 10s. How many of those do you hope to get in the current financial year, the new financial year?
We're expecting 15 of those in the spring of next year, so that they'll start coming in early 2027, and will be available for our summer of next year. So they won't really make huge difference to the traffic numbers in the current financial year, but you know, we'd be delighted to get them into the fleet. I mean, to put it in context, Joe, these aircraft are 20% more fuel efficient. They've got 20% more seats, and we're buying them at a very attractive price. So we're very keen to get these. You know, there's going to be 300 of them, which will ultimately be delivered between now and March 2034. And that's going to see Ryanair grow from 208 million passengers last year to 300 million passengers over that time. So, you know, it's another decade of growth for the airline.
Yeah. Finally, the airline says it has a zero tolerance policy towards drunken passengers misbehaving on planes. And there's been quite a few announcements of that over the last few weeks. What did you make of the Irish passenger who got a suspended sentence for sexually assaulting one of your cabin crew after having drunk 4 bottles of wine in an airport overseas?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about individual cases, but I think it's very important that we continue to you know, see prosecutions against what we call disruptive passengers across Europe. They're putting the safety of our crew, they're putting the safety of our aircraft and our passengers at risk, and we will not tolerate that. And I think we'll continue to push for prosecutions in cases where issues happen, such as you've just referred to there.
Thanks very much, Neil, for joining us. That's Neil Sorahan, the Chief Financial Officer with Ryanair Group.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.